A 13-year-old Palestinian child who was arrested and detained by Israeli troops in the occupied West Bank has said he was tortured and mistreated whilst in Israeli custody. Yahya al-Rajabi from the old city of Hebron al-Khalil was arrested in his hometown and taken to an Israeli settlement for interrogation. Yahya filed a complaint with the rights group DCI that during his interrogation he was severely beaten and then made to sit in a cold room on his own for 18 hours deprived of food, water and toilet facilities.
Yahya Rajabi, 13 years old, was arrested on Monday around midnight. He was held for about 24 hours before his lawyer managed to secure his release. But while he was being held at Kiryat Arba, and then later transferred to Gush Etzion, where he spent about 18 hours in a room by himself and without any access to food, water, a bathroom throughout that entire period.
Ivan explained to us that an average of 212 children have been arrested and detained this month, 74% of which complain of being tortured, physically and verbally abused.
Palestinian child arrests are taking place on a daily basis, with the majority of them suffering severe abuse by the Israeli guards. Because they are arrested under military law, which differs from Israeli civil law, the Israeli army can torture the children with impunity and often gives them tough court judgments.
Human rights groups say the number of child arrests and imprisonment is at its highest since 2010, with a majority of arrests taking place between the ages of 12 to 15. However, according to the DCI, it is difficult to ascertain how many children below the age of 12 are arrested because they don't often go through the entire court process. Although human rights groups have continued to stage awareness campaigns, they said there is not enough response from the international community. They said without international intervention, the Israelis will continue to arrest, detain and torture Palestinian children. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.